Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Time to start the Big Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the gentleman that we call the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, against the Green Bay Packers, no less, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. How you
doing,
thanks,
Fred? Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the good, the well wishes, and I see you're in your favorite green shirt.
Well, it's actually red shirt.
Is it red?
Yeah, it's a red shirt now.
Yeah.
I usually wear blue, but I got the red shirt on. You look pretty good there in your black jacket there and the white shirt there. And we have with us our producer, one of our two producers. We got J.D. Jeremy Dayton, and we have Corey Marino. Corey, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Good to see you, Corey.
Thank you.
We're kind of midway between the football season, and so we can kind of look at these teams. As you always say, Fred,
yeah,
because of the way we start the football season now, and not very many pre-games at all in the season, not that much time at all in training camp. It takes about, what do you say, two to four regular season games for you to get the feel of what the team's going to do. Is that correct?
Well, that's if you have a regular training camp.
Oh, that. So it's worse than that?
It helps to have a training camp. You know, and those, again, I'm not going to belabor it, but just to give you background on this, you need to be in camp for 8 weeks.
You really do, don't you?
Yeah, not 8 minutes.
And besides being there for 8 weeks, you guys used to start working out before training camp on your own, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. Training camp used to be, oh, let's go get the fat guys out there and sweat them and get them ready for kickoff, you know, when the season starts. That's you too, Mike.
Thank you for noticing.
That hollow sound.
I got
is,
out there. It's good. No, it's solid now. We're 8 weeks in here, Fred, to the season.
Yeah.
I've been eating different stuff when I'm on the couch watching the game right now. I try to go for just like eggs and more protein stuff than just your chips.
It doesn't help at all.
It did a little bit here. I think I'm ready. I think you could put me in, Coach. We got a big show for you. Going to talk a lot of football for you and a whole lot more. Stay with us. We're here every week at this time. Thank you for joining us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio Sports Byline, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer, Corey Marino, our producer, talking a little football and more for you this week. We got Rachel has already tuned in. Some of our regular listeners get in on our chat room. We're on Facebook Live, and we also then put the show up on YouTube if you want to take a look inside the studio. Check that out. And we have also Lori who's listening to us, I think in Iowa. She says it's storming out there. Let me ask you this, Corey and Fred. It seems like daylight saving time hit, and all of a sudden it's like cooler, cold, we're getting more wind, we're getting more. It's just like in one day, everything sort of switched.
Well, quicker. Everybody was complaining that it was too hot. What do they want? It's California. You know, it's not humid. It's 80, 90, 100 degrees, and that's nice. And then you get you move on down the line, and closer you get to Thanksgiving, which is coming up here somewhere.
Yeah.
You go outside, you say, praise God that there's a wind out there.
Well, you started the show with your jacket, I could tell, opened up where you were a little warm, and now you've got it zipped up already just in the second segment, so the cooling breeze is coming. It has gotten cooler, Fred, and I thank you because in the past, I know you've been a weathercaster, I think, once in a while, haven't you? You know a little bit about the upper-level lows and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do. I can just stick my head out the door and say, you know, it's colder than hell out there.
That's it. That's all you got to do. You did that. We kid about this, but you've told me stories before about some of the coldest days you had in football. I believe one of them was in Minnesota where you broke your finger when it got smacked between a couple of football helmets. Was that the situation?
Oh yeah. Well, I was in for a long conversation on the airplane home with the doctor and trying to decide what to do with it. So he just wound up taping it to the other two fingers on each side.
That's good.
Which finger was it?
It was my middle one.
Middle one, yeah.
Oh, your favorite one.
Yeah. The one that we use all the time.
Yeah. Well, it happens. You didn't even know it was damaged until it started to throb about 10 minutes later, right?
Well,
it was so cold.
It's an old joke, but I looked down after we made the play. It was Chuck Foreman off tackle.
Yeah.
And it was Billy Simpson, our safety, came up and hit him on the side of the helmet. Just if you want to talk about a collision. And I said, oh, that's good hit. And I said, well, wait a minute, maybe not such a good hit, because my hand was sandwiched in between the two helmets. And it was like it was like 14 degrees, you know. And so I asked them to please pull my hand out gingerly. And I bent over with my hands on my palms on my knees, and I looked down and I held my hand up kind of like this.
Yeah.
Like this. And I had officially christened that I had a cartoon hand. This thing went and it was
going bigger and smaller.
Right? Yeah, if you hurt your knee, if you have a Achilles tendon or something,
yeah,
that's not pain,
right?
But your 14 degree collision with the helmet,
that's something else.
That's not good.
Let me ask you this question, because it comes up all the time in games, and they say, well, the Rams have to go back east, and they got to play in cold weather, and, they're used to playing in California or something. You play on the Rams. Does that make a difference when you have to play in cold weather? The other team has to do the same.
Well, some people do. We have to remember, all those players that were on your team here in L.A. came from Ohio State.
That's right.
So they play in cold weather. No, it's not like, it's a mystery as to where they are. They're not on Saturn somewhere trying to figure out what the hell happened to the atmosphere.
You played your first, three seasons in New York on the Giants.
Yeah.
You were signed. When you came then, and after you got your agency or whatever happened, and you were able to come and join the Rams, was it a breath of fresh air on the home games to have like more of a wonderful weather than having the cold that you had in New York?
No.
It's the same, right? You get used to playing it. It's football time.
It's the same. You adjust to it, and you welcome it. And I did. I mean, it wasn't. The season ends in December for teams that aren't very good, like the Giants. I can tell you exactly what time my airplane takes off at the end of the season. What happens is. You wind up doing you get used to the inclement weather. The only thing that bothered us was the wind.
The wind would get you. And sometimes when you play a really terrible game, and I've seen videos of these where everything is icicles and the field is just, before they had rooftop stadiums, is full of snow and everything. That's a tough game.
Yes, it is. But it's the character of the sport.
Yes, that's a good point.
It is the character. And they've done everything they can now to get rid of every semblance. Everything's the same. Discussion about, it's cold today, because you're in a container, stadium container.
With
the top zipped up.
Yeah.
And it's 78 degrees and there's no wind. It's boring, actually.
It is kind of.
Hey, Fred, does the cold and the wind affect the offense or the defense any more than the other?
Well, if you're kicking... It can have a reverse favorable outcome. If it's if you have a a wind, that's usually a problem for all kickers.
Yeah. So, you know, let's take a look and see where we are in the season right now, because we got some teams going on here. We got, you know, people looking ahead towards who's going to make the playoffs and who's not going to make it. First off, the Chiefs, I think we all would agree, are in great position to repeat if there was such a thing could happen. They are, what, 9-0 right now already before we get into this weekend?
9-0. Not losing a game will put you in great position.
What do you think, Fred? That's a complete good record there.
They're doing a hell of a job.
The Bills, though, have come on pretty strong right now. Josh Allen, the quarterback there, and that crew in the AFC East, they're 8-2. The Steelers, amazingly, are 7-2. They've gone through quarterback changes. Who's playing quarterback for them now?
They got the old Broncos quarterback and Seahawks quarterback.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. He's there. So the Steelers are 7-2. And the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, they're 7-3. Now, I have to think that my two favorite teams right now, Kansas City, the Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens. Boy, that game that they had with who were they playing right now? Cincinnati Bengals. What was it? That 1 point was
34-35?
Yeah, something like that. Did you happen to see that game on Thursday?
Who won that game?
That was Baltimore. Won that by 1 point.
Whoa, that's excitement.
It was really exciting to go back and forth. And they're, you know, Cincinnati is, that tells me they're starting to gel a little bit too. Corey, your thoughts?
Yeah, if they could put 34 points in a division game and keep pace with one of the best offenses in the league, they have a chance. They're out of the bubble right now. They're on the outside looking in. And it's going to be between them and the Denver Broncos to see who can get one of those, and the Chargers to see who can get one of those final wild card spots.
You think Denver's got a shot?
Oh, they always have a shot.
What do you think, Fred?
They do.
That's what I
think. Last year we saw them.
We don't talk about
They all ran out to the parking lot at halftime, and they thought the game was over.
Oh, yeah.
They're better this year. They're 5-5. They do have a shot. And it's, a lot has to do – when we come back, I want to ask you about this, Fred, because everybody says, well, you know, the Rams, they don't really have a shot because they've got a tough schedule. What does it make? Any team can win on any given day. What do you mean it's schedule? That's my question. When we come back, Fred, I got a good one for you. We're here in the sports lounge here, the Fred Dryer Show. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dryer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. Email him. We get to your emails here on the air. FredDryer@crntalk.com. That's F-R-E-D. There's your Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. FredDryer@crntalk.com. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dryer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter. If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He is the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The actor extraordinaire from Hunter and so many other great movies. He was on Cheers for almost got the role as the main bartender there.
Sam,
thank you. Yeah. And Corey Marino is here, who is our producer extraordinaire, along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton on the show. So just before the break, here's the deal. And you were in the broadcast booth, Fred. People don't know this, for about a year as a color commentator for CBS after you retired. And I hear these guys, the comments, play-by-play, the commentators, get in there and go, well, you know, such and such a team like the Rams, they really don't have a shot there. Their record is off right now at four. What's the Rams record right now? Four and five. You're right. So they don't have a shot because their schedule, they got too tough of teams. As a player, Fred Dreyer, did you look at the schedule and say, oh, we're playing Baltimore? Well, I don't think we're going to be able to win. If you have that kind of an attitude, you're going to lose for sure. The players don't think that, do they?
Well, you got to stop and think, what are they trying to do? Sell tickets. So they tell everybody in LA, you guys aren't going to make it, and it's not their fault that the Rams aren't very good, you know. And then
exactly.
they play, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They play right into the hands of people who are Ram fans. And next thing you know, they all leave the stadium depressed and having the feeling that there's never going to be another win, you know.
You can't say that. You got to look at the 1988 Los Angeles Dodgers when they played. Was that when they played Oakland, I think, right? And they had the Bash Brothers in there, you know, everybody hitting home runs, smashing their way. And who was the guy? Who's the announcer that was on TBS this year that mentioned that there's never been a weaker team than the Los Angeles Dodgers?
That was a terrible team, actually.
Yeah, that was Costas. It was Costas was there, and he mentioned that. And so Tommy Lasorda went berserk, and he took went into the locker room and told the players that they think you're not going to win this game. They think that this team is so much better, we don't have a chance to play. And the Dodgers took them in like five games, didn't they?
Think it was five.
Yeah. That's when Kirk Gibson hit that big home run.
Yeah.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a home run, buddy. That's what you saw against the great Dennis Eckersley. And there's a lot of things that get into it. And again, your comments on this. Scouting reports in football. We hear about them in baseball. In that case, as I recall, you got the report and you just thought about things when it came out. And he backs out of the batter's box and he remembers the scout had told him that if you get to Dennis Eckersley and it's a 3-2 count, he's going to throw you a backdoor slider. And he steps back into there and smacks that guy, that slider out of the park, limps around the bases, and the game is over. Do you get those kind of scouting reports? Do you guys sit down in the locker room and have some scouting ideas on the team before you play them?
Well, when you break into your groups, you do.
Yeah.
It's not necessary for us to know what our offense is doing. So they go do what they do. And the defense, which is I was a part of, we have a possibility of discussing tips that the receivers and the running backs would give you before the snap of the ball.
So you would get that kind of information. Yeah. You, many times, and I've talked about this on the show, but during TV timeouts, when you say other members of the team would be looking in the stands to see if there's some good-looking woman or something up there or whatever.
Yeah, you have to take care of that first.
Yeah, you got to take care of that first. You would look at the opposing line to see whether there was going to be a run or a pass, and if the coach was talking to the quarterback for a longer period of time, you knew it was going to be more of a passing play, and you would try to get the edge.
Well, there's just little tip-offs that fall under the category of human behavior, and it's very convenient if you're paying attention during the week and you're watching the films and making notes. So when those things pop up during the game the following Sunday, then you know you're prepared for them.
You got to be prepared. That's it.
And Fred, when you're looking at these ticks and these tendencies, you said you were looking at the wide receivers and the running backs. Did they have more ticks and tendencies than the linemen that you were actually across from?
Well, if you the everything is broken down into what are they looking at? What does a lineman look at when he breaks the huddle? You know, does he look past you, the guy that's blocking you on the play? Is he looking at you specifically, or is he looking past you down the field? And if he's doing that, there's certain things you have to look for. He's not blocking you. He wants to go through and block downfield, which means there's going to probably be a run to the far end of the field. So you have to kind of like put it all together. It's kind of fun, actually, to... It's all part of your preparation and stuff, and
that's it.
And if you're in good shape, you know, which I was, then you have a lot of fun running down these plays from behind.
You're still in good shape, Fred. You and I know take a lot of pride in putting it together and still being able to go out there and have our game weight ready to go.
That's right, Mike. That's
all right, so we looked at the AFC. Let's look at the NFC, the teams there. How about these Detroit Lions? They've come out of nowhere and really got it together. They're 8-1 as we do the show here and leading the NFC North. I'm still not sold on Jared Goff. I mean, he threw some interceptions, but look at he turns it all around. The team's got a great defense there as well. So you put it all together, it's a great team. They're all sort of sputtering and working together and moving forward. How about that? Is it Campbell? Is that the guy, Dan
Campbell? He had them in the NFC Championship last year, yeah. And now he's got them at 8-1. I think they're my favorites to go into the Super Bowl from the NFC.
You like Detroit, Fred? Are you more an Eagles or Falcons or Arizona or Minnesota or Washington Commander guy?
I'm not too big on the Commanders. I think right now it looks like it's Detroit.
Yeah.
But you never can tell. There's a lot of football left, as they say.
Yeah, and the Eagles seem to, they're 7-2, so they keep plowing through. The Falcons, every time I pick them to win, they lose. But they surprised me, 6-4 with the, who's their quarterback there?
They got Kirk Cousins from the Vikings
last year. Yeah, he's doing all right. And Arizona has turned their season around. They're 6-4 now.
Leading the West.
They got a good offensive game plan. The quarterback's starting to pop into his own, and... It's going to be interesting to see how they handle the schedule remaining days.
Vikings are amazing at 7-2. The Commanders are 7-3. Even Green Bay, our buddies there, Green Bay Packers 6-3. You got the 49ers are 5-4. They got a shot. What about the Tampa Bay Bucks? They're 4-6, but that Baker Mayfield is looking good. That team does not give up.
Seven a resurrection in his career, which is great.
And I think Sean McVay started that when he came to the Rams for a while. He liked Baker, and for the first time, Baker had a chance to strut his stuff a little bit and get it untracked, and he's kept going with that.
Yeah, and then when they knew that that he was only in there for a short period of time, you know, Stafford was going to come in and be healthy again, so they were going to have to wind up putting
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield back on the bench, and he couldn't tolerate that. And he shouldn't.
Yeah, he shouldn't either.
And then he went to the Buccaneers, and last year he did well. He brought him to the playoffs, and this year he started off well, and then his two starting wide receivers, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, got hurt. So it kind of put him on a little sputter, but he's still out there playing very well.
He gives credit to his players. I like what he does there. I like him as a quarterback. Now, we mentioned a little bit about some of these teams putting it together and getting the teams together. How much does it take? Like the Arizona Cardinals turning things around, they seem to have good ownership and good management and then a good coaching staff. And you were going to talk about that a little bit, Fred, about how you have the right leaders to go ahead and build a team. It takes the right people to pick the right players, correct?
Well, sure. I mean, people who are making these picks are football people, either ex-players, general managers. So there's a philosophy behind picking people. It's a human trait that you have to understand is prevalent amongst all the other general managers around the league, and you want to make sure that you have the right people for the right system.
A very key factor on that. And then as we get into it a little bit, we can look at some of the teams that are maybe not doing well and possibly going down in flames. What's going on with the Jets, the New York Jets?
Aaron Rodgers coming out and can't play.
Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but he's just – what's the problem there, guys?
Well, he's finished, you know.
He was a great quarterback.
Mentally, he's kind of giving it up, I think.
Does he have that young girlfriend? I'm telling you, women can go ahead and mess up your mind a little bit. Do we know if he's still hanging?
No, he's not with that.
He's not with that girlfriend? No, okay. Because that can
be the race car driver?
No, that was the other one. He's had a couple since her.
See, that's I'm telling you, you got to concentrate on football. They're not winning football games. You know, they're reliant on the pass. You looked at last year, what? You had Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle, Trevor, what was his name? Simon?
Simeon.
Who? He was there, Simeon. And he threw what? How many? The three of them threw 6 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers is throwing 15 touchdowns and had 7 interceptions. So why are you picking on Aaron Rodgers?
He's only had 2 times more touchdowns than people you don't even know their names.
2 times more. Just want to tell you. Let's wait and see if they turn it around.
I mean, 15 still isn't enough. That's in 10 games.
All right, we're going to take a little break, come back and discuss this out, air it out a little bit. Fred Dreyer is with us. I think he dropped a pencil there. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show from CRN. Thank you so much for joining us.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Our producer, Corey Marino, is with us. Glad to have you all here, tuned in and ready to go with the show. And we're happy to have, I think we lost our three shot here. I don't know. Do we know where the three shot is? Yeah, we got a two shot. We'll put it up there for you, and you can say hi to Fred Dreyer. And yours truly, Michael Horn. Aaron Rodgers not doing the greatest job that could be expected. What about the Cowboys, Corey Marino? What do you think? Dallas Cowboys have a 3-6 record. Fred, they're not going anywhere on this. Their quarterback, Dak Prescott, the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, is out for the rest of the year with a partially torn hamstring. What do you think that's all about?
It probably has nothing to do with the surface they're running on. You've been doing it for a long time, but probably what you have is misfortune, and you've got a decent quarterback. I wouldn't say he's great, but he services that offense pretty well. But they have a lot of injuries to linemen and receivers. It's not something that's easily repaired once the season starts.
Well, Corey, do we blame it all on Dak then? Or is Fred saying, is it team-based here all the way through, top to bottom?
I think, well, you always have to look at the quarterback first, especially the highest paid player in the NFL.
But Prescott's not going to play anymore. Who'd they have last week? Was it Cooper Rush was playing and they lost?
Cooper Rush, and they got killed by the Eagles.
The Eagles beat them 34-6. So who do they play this week? Trey Lance, is he going in there?
He went in the end because Cooper Rush wasn't doing it, and then he threw an interception too. So they got two bad options.
So here's the deal. Who was the old general manager there for
the old head coach, and he did a lot of the GM things, was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, who's now doing the commentary. Jerry Jones is the owner now and general manager. He's doing double duty, and he's respected. He's been in the NFL for a long time, but you shouldn't have double duties where the owner is also the GM. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Well, you can have that relationship if you know what you're doing.
Well, he should. I mean, the guy's been in football for a while.
Well,
but
he should. I mean, look, why should he? You have to be able to pick the right people. They don't have the right coach. They haven't had the right coach in a long time.
Yeah.
And they decided in the middle of the fifth year of a head coach's contract to decide, we're going to have we're going to get rid of our running backs because there's no reason to keep these high-priced quarterbacks because they get hurt all the time, and we don't really need that. Well, this is coming from a guy who he owns the team, and he's supposed to know that that is stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
You need 11 guys, and you need a running back. And if you're not gonna have a running back or a running program, you just sell the team.
Well, here's the thing. They lose to the Eagles, 34-6 last week. So Micah Parsons, well, he's the pass rusher, isn't he?
Yeah, the star
guy.
Yeah.
So he was asked what he would tell people wondering whether Mike McCarthy would be the head coach next year. And he said, well, that's above my pay grade. If Mike's coach again next year, all coaching aside, Mike can leave and go where he wants to. So that doesn't sound like he's got a positive thought
he's
there.
He's telling the owner to
he can
take a
go and leave. He wants to. And the coach, Mike McCarthy, adds, with post-game remarks, when it creates questions for others in the locker room, it's something I've always done. A conversation has to happen. So Mike and I had a conversation this morning about it. Handle these things like men should handle it. We'll see if they win this week.
Isn't social media really something?
It is something.
It's really something. Give anybody a microphone. Anybody in the world can take a cell phone and put out anything he wants to put out.
You think Jerry Jones should step down as the general manager and just stay team owner?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, he has the right to, he owns the team. He's on the line for whatever the bills
are. He's paying the bill, yeah.
But at some point in time, you've got to just turn it over to somebody and get somebody outside the organization that's not a sycophant. And, pretty much decide what the hell it is you're going to do with your team.
You would think 30 years of losing would get kind of old and you'd kind of want to go in different directions, maybe get some smarter people in the room.
Well, Rex Ryan, the old coach there of the Cowboys, he's recommended maybe they go after the Colorado football team, their Deion Sanders team, and get Deion Sanders to coach. What do you think, Fred?
To do what, head coach?
Head coach, yeah.
He can make those decisions, more likely than not. But they don't need a quarterback, an ex-player, to compound the egregious, ridiculous coaching practices that they've been suffering through for the last 10 years.
And Jerry Jones says, hey, I'm not going to do a firing of a coach in midseason. Now, let's get back to winning cultures.
Oh, wait, he said that?
Yeah, he's not going to fire a coach in midseason.
Especially if it's him.
Well, he's not head coaching.
Well, he's a coach.
He's a GM.
Fred, so do you think firing a coach in the middle of the season is beneficial?
Good question.
Can it help the team? Can it hurt the team? What do you think about firing a coach midseason?
Well, you have to make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Who is the person taking his place?
Robert Saleh.
No. Yeah, right.
No. Yeah, he got fired.
Who's the guy taking the whoever it is you're firing?
Has to be somebody.
You have to know that you got to do better by replacing him.
Bill Belichick.
If you're not going to you wouldn't bring a new coach in the middle of the season like this. You'd let it play out because there's a lot of people there who are probably fans of Mike McCarthy, and you want to make sure that you're doing the right things for everybody and protect the team and protect the franchise.
I think, and I got you to nod your head, Corey Marino, I think Bill Belichick would shake things up there and get things going. Next thing you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's back in there at quarterback, and you got a team that could score some.
Oh, that's good rationing.
I like Belichick. He just looks at you and grunts, and you want to play for the guy. I mean, come on.
I think you used to. I don't know if
I think the kids are wanting to do that anymore.
A lot of the elements have passed him by.
Yeah, I don't think he can connect with the younger players
anymore. Oh, come on. Belichick can do it. He's. We'll see. Okay, so let's get on to some winning cultures here. How about the Chargers? They're 6-3. They got a shot to go and make some noise here.
What do you think about that coach?
I like Jim. Jim Harbaugh is a good guy. He's made the Chargers both offensively and defensively fantastic. And you got to look at good defense with the offense.
No, that's good thinking.
Thank you.
And he's exactly like Fred was saying earlier. He brought in, you have to establish the run game and establish offensive and defensive line, and that's what Harbaugh brought. He stabilized the offensive line, drafted, instead of drafting a wide receiver in the first round, he went and went for a right tackle, and so he's building it from the line out, and they're controlling games and being disciplined, and a lot of people can't do that anymore.
Look who the offensive coordinators are for in pro football. They're all like 22 years old.
The coaches are young too right now. It's true.
And what I mean by that, not that you can't have good ideas by being young, it's just that you have to have a philosophy of how to build a team. You build it from the center to the guards to the tackles. And you make sure that you have the ability to control the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. If you can't do those simple things, if you don't have the machinery, Dallas used to have a hell of an offensive line because they believed in that principle. But now the players are gone, yep. And they don't have a head coach who will provide the leadership. Remember I told you this a while back, Mike, is you don't want the owner or the head coach to be the leader of your team. You want the players and leadership to rise from the fray of competition.
Look at the Steelers. They're 7-2. These guys, what have they had, like just three coaches here since like the late 60s? Chuck Knoll, you played in during the Chuck Knoll era there, Fred, right? Yeah. 69 through 91. He was... they had four Super Bowl titles there. Who's the other guy? Bill Cowher, is that right? Okay. He was there from 92 to 2006. And then Mike Tomlin from 2007 to the present. They've had a structure that's there and can be respected.
Yep, and they're doing it. Mike Tomlin believes in running the ball.
Which was gone from football, and it sure is back now. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, Derrick Henry with Baltimore, Najee Harris with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They want to run it down your throat, and they want to, like he was saying, if you can establish the line on both sides, you have a great chance of winning.
Who's coaching Baltimore these days? Who's the coach?
The other Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's got that team together. The two Hars are doing well.
Yeah.
Put two Hars together, you got a couple of good footballs. That's what I tell you. Now, Detroit Lions, you got that guy we mentioned, Dan Campbell, but they got a strong winning culture there, 8-1. Sometimes he's a little rough, but he's got some good stuff.
He's a good coach. And the people he has playing for him like him.
Sean McVay, a good coach, but what the heck happened to the Rams and Dolphins, Fred Dreyer, your old team, last week? What is going on?
They just played like hell, and they don't have there's no consistency. And sometimes you have a bad matchup with a team, and sometimes you try to do certain things against a team, and they take it away from you.
That's true. And they can't seem to do it in the red zone. They had all kicks for scores, and that was it. By the way, Bruce has called us, says he wants us to do more shows. He's kind of liking digging this kind of talk that we're doing here.
Bruce, so, who?
Our listener, Bruce, who's tuned in on Facebook Live. So what do you do? The Rams have a shot? Can we get this thing turned around a little bit? I think if you think – what do you mean? You're shaking your head there, Corey. What's the problem?
I don't think they can. I don't think they can compete with the top of the NFC.
What was the question?
Can the Rams turn things around and get competitive here before the end of the season?
Well, what was the record, 4-5?
They are 4-5, correct.
They're 4-5. That division's wide open.
It is.
They could conceivably get hot and play well. But, now is when you need to run the ball, and you understand the reason that you have to run it that way. You have to run it in order to control the clock, in order to keep the opposing team from getting the ball. You just don't want to have your possessions 1, 2, 3 kick 1-2-3 kick because you're trying to throw the ball down the field. Let everybody else do it. Run the ball, control the clock.
Mix it up.
And beat the tar out of the guy in front of you.
Is that the key? Is that what you would do as a coach? Beat the tar out of the guy in front of you? That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
You got to be tougher and you got to make it move. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. That's Corey Marino, our producer.
Thank you so much.
So to sum up the show in our last segment here, it's a short one, is, Fred, you say control the game at the line of scrimmage. Is that it?
Yeah, and teams that do that are the teams that are winning.
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota and all the teams that are dominant. Detroit, I think, is probably the best team in the NFC. But wouldn't you say so, Corey? I mean, you can throw the ball all day long, and that's great, but you can't use that as a steady diet of offense.
No, you're 100% right. And even if you look at it, the best teams, like you said, the Detroit Lions. Two great running backs. They got a lightning and thunder punch there, right, with Gibbs and David Montgomery. And then you look at the Baltimore Ravens, too. They got a 6 foot something back in Derrick Henry just pounding people into oblivion. And at the end of the game, you can't stand up to him. And even last year, they didn't run the ball extremely well, but the Chiefs, who was their best wide receiver? You build it from the line out. You don't need great wide receivers to win a championship. You build it from the line out and let controlling the line of scrimmage, you have to move 4 and 5 yards.
Well, if you pay attention here, you know, this week to the games as they unfold, you take a look at the line of scrimmage at the end of each point in time of the line of scrimmage, and you'll see that most of these teams are trying to control the line of scrimmage with safeties and defensive backs.
You got it. By the way, Pamela chimes in here in our chat room, says Kevin O'Connor, former offensive coordinator for the Rams when they won the Super Bowl, is doing well as the Vikings coach. There you go. Don says Fred Dreyer on Hunter Sports. He loves you there. Jenny says, rest in peace to John Robinson. We'll talk about that next week,
sir,
on the show.
John.
Martine says we're doing well, and she's from Cape Canaveral. And also, Jenny says from Santa Maria that first time since in 70 years, the 2026 Women's Professional Baseball League is going to be launching 6 teams. How about that up in Santa Maria?
We need more sports teams.
Yeah, I think we do. That's
you know something? They're allowing guys to play in those girls' leagues now. So you and I, Mike, and Corey.
Try out. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.